The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Gemara Baba Metziha Daf Dalid. Today's daf is being studied. Le'ainu Nishmat Marat Zekenati Yafa Batzara V'Nishmat Avram Ben Esther U'Hashem T'Nihem Began Eden. Amen. We begin today's daf on Dalid Amud Rishon, and we are starting on the second line. Ela Amar Rav Papa Atem Gilgul Shevu'a De'ed Echad. We are going back to a subject that we began on yesterday's daf with Rabbi Hiya. Rabbi Hiya made a statement regarding a Modib Miksat. I have a regular case of a Modib Miksat, the Ta'ana. Guy says you owe me 100. So now I only owe you 50. So the deen is from the Torah, he has to swear that he doesn't owe the other 50. Modib Miksat Ta'ana Yishava. Hiya's Hadush was, guy comes along and says you owe me 100. He says I owe you nothing. Witnesses come along and say, no, we testify you owe 50. That's also a case of Modib Miksat Ta'ana, and he has to swear that he doesn't owe the rest. And he learned it from a Kal Vachomer. So we wanted to know what the Kal Vachomer was. So in yesterday's daf we brought few options, and the Gemara kept on rejecting the Kal Vachomer. Now the Gemara gives another version. It's also going to be rejected. Let's review just concepts. What is a Gilgul Shevu'a? According to the Torah law, whenever a person has a Torah right to force a Shevu'a on somebody, you're able to tag on another type of Shevu'a that has nothing to do with the Inyan. Which means, once already I could force you to make one Shevu'a, Migalgilin Adishot. I learned that from Sota. Which means you forced a lady to make a Shevu'a that she didn't go with this guy. So I swear to me that you didn't go with this guy. And then once already you're swearing for that, you can say, I swear that before you were married, and that all other Shevu'ot that have nothing to do with anything, you could drag in as well. That's called the Gilgul Shevu'ah. In any event, Eid Echad, we know, is able to cause a person to make a Shevu'ah. Eid Echad comes into Bed Din and says the guy owes money. Well, you don't pay on Eid Echad, but Eid Echad is able to force a Shevu'ah that he doesn't owe the money. Once already an Eid Echad can force a Shevu'ah, he can also force a Gilgul Shevu'ah. So the Kal Vachomer will be like this. Uma Eid Echad She'enu mechayev mamon. Mechayev that his Shevu'ah is megalgel another Shevu'ah. So Eidim, two witnesses that are mechayev mamon. So certainly they should have the ability to be megalgel a Shevu'ah. They should be able to make a Shevu'ah. Now even though the Shevu'ah of Ed Echad is different. The Shevu'ah of Ed Echad, as we learned, the Ed Echad says, you owe 100. Now he comes to Beit Din. So you have to make a Shevu'ah that you don't. You're swearing against what the Ed Echad said. But by Medim Iksat, you're not swearing on what the Edim said. You're swearing on what the Edim did not say. The Edim is saying, you owe 2, you owe 50. They have to pay that 50. That's nothing to talk about. They just have to swear that that they don't owe the other 50. But that would be like a Gilgul, which means you're not swearing on this item, you're swearing on something else. So that would be the Kal Vachomer. And what? Eid Echad, that doesn't force money, but can force a Gilgul Shevu'ah. Edim that force money, certainly they could megalgel a Shevu'ah, meaning not on the item that they said you owe 50, but megalgel on another item, on what they didn't say, on the other 50 that they didn't even talk about. So the Gemara says, it's a good Kal Vachomer. The Gemara says, no, I'm sorry. Megalgel Shevu'ah, de Eid Echad, shekin Shevu'ah gorer et Shevu'ah. Tomar be'edim de mamon kamechaybe. Which means, Gilgul Shevu'ah from the Torah means the Shevu'ah brings the Shevu'ah. When a guy comes as Eid Echad, he says, you owe money, he is forcing a Shevu'ah. That Shevu'ah that he forced can now bring another Shevu'ah. Shevu'ah gorer et Shevu'ah. That's the deen of the Torah. But here, it's not the Shevu'ah that's being gorer et Shevu'ah. It's the claim that the Edim said on the Mamon, you owe 50, So now from that you want to bring a Shavua. That's not a Gilgul Shavua. Gilgul Shavua is the Shavua made a Shavua. So I'll say, don't bring me a Kavah Homer. I'll say, Ma'al Edehad, that's a regular Gilgul Shavua. The Gilgul Shavua of the Torah is one Shavua is good at another Shavua. Masha'enkin by Edim, they didn't make a Shavua. They said, yo, 50. That money you want to say should be Megalgel, the guy to make a Shavua. That's not the regular deed of Gilgul. You can't learn from there. So the Gemara says, oh. So now, this is a little tricky part here, because it's Hasel and Sefer a little. So this is rejected. So now the Gemara is going back to an old Kavah Homer that we already said. Doesn't tell us that over here, just Piv Yuchiyah. We're going back now to a Kavah Homer that we said above, of Edehad. What was the Kavah Homer of Edehad? That was yesterday's daf, I repeat it for you. Uma edehad that does not mechayev mamon is mechayev a shivua. Edim that is mechayev mamon certainly should be mechayev a shivua. Simple kavachomer. Also, if you remember what the Gemara said, what do you mean? Mali edehad that the shivua is on the what he said. You owe 100 shivua. I don't owe 100. Tomar be edim that the shivua is on what they did not say. That was the break of that. That was the pircha. Of that Kavah Homer. You cannot bring me a raya from Edim. Edim, this was it's a weak Shavua. They're saying you owe 50. What's Betin do? Nothing to talk. You owe that 50. You have to swear that you don't owe the rest. So you're not swearing on what they said. So it's not analogous. So to that, the Gemara is rehashing, bringing back that Kavah Homer. So you know it's good. And the claim that you had that they're not swearing on what they testified is not a claim. You know why? Piv Yuchiyah. Take a regular guy who's a modeh b'miksat, a regular guy that's a modeh b'miksat himself, piv, on his own right. The shivua is on something that he didn't say. And we make a shivua in such a case. So the shivua is not related to what the guy said. The guy said, I owe 50. Okay, good. Now what does he swear? Not that I owe 50. He's swearing on the other half, that he says he doesn't owe. So just like, so you have no, don't ask me a question from Edim, that the swear is on what the Edim didn't say. So Piv is also, the swear is on what the guy didn't say. Piv Yuchiyah. So the Kavah Homer is good. Piv has another Chumrah. Ma le Piv sheken eno b'hakhasha. When a guy admits something, that's a very powerful admission. I owe 100. You cannot machesh him. If 1,000 witnesses come along and say you don't own it, I mean you don't owe it, it means nothing. When a guy is modeh on something, so therefore I'll say, Piv as a chumrah, that what? You can be machish, mashaikin edim zomimim. I'm sorry, edim, you're able to make hakhasha. So therefore, edim are weaker than piv. That's why piv has the shivua, and edim do not force the shivua. Kemalas edehad yuchiyah. Go back to edehad. And edehad, she is no hakhasha. Edehad has hakhasha. You can be machish one ed against another ed. And what? Umehayevo shivua. It has a shivua. So then we see the fact that you have hakhasha should not take away the fact that you could be making a shivua. No, ma le'edehad shekir al mashimi'id hu nishba. Yeah, but edehad has a chumrah. That the shivua that the edehad makes is on what the edehad said. Tomar be'edim shama shekafar hu nishba. Oh, so but edim don't have that. Because edim the shivua is coming from what edim did not say. Now we go back to piv yuchiyah. Oh, so it's going to come out to be a combination. The Hazar Adin, Lord Izeh, Ked Izeh, Lord Izeh, Ked Izeh. The Chumrah of Edehad is not like the Chumrah of Piv, and the Chumrah of Piv is not like the Chumrah of Edehad. Therefore, Atzad HaShaveh Shebahim. Also, make Atzad HaShaveh, make a combination. What's the combination between them both? She'al Yedeh Ta'ana V'Kefira Hem Ba'im V'Nishba'ah. Bottom line, the Edehad, he's coming, what? Because there was a claim and a claimant. There was a guy that came along and said, you owe me $100. That's what brought the Edehad to come along and say, yes, he owes the 100. He's coming from a claim and a claimant. So to Piv. But what is it? Because there's a claim and there's a claim. Shal ta'ana v'kifirayin ba'im. Correct? The case is that they're discussing is, one guy has a claim and one guy is denying. That's what the Edehad comes along and says, no, you do owe it. Or the Piv himself. The guy says, you owe me 100. The guy says, I don't owe you. And as a result, he has to make a Shivuad. That's what they're coming. So two edim. Similar scenario. The guy comes and you owe me 100 years, I owe you nothing. And the edim will come and say you owe 50. It's a similar scenario, which means don't sell me chumrot. This says this, this says that, because the chumrah of this one is like the chumrah of that one. If I could bring you a combination and come along and go back to my original kavah chomer and say, ma le'ed echad, שאינו מחייב ממון מחייב שבועה, תאמר לי בעדים שמחייב ממון, כל שכן שמחייב שבועה, ואל תאמר לי מה לעד אחד that they're not being נשבע, מה לעד אחד שנשבע על מה שאמר, תאמר לי בעדים לא, בגלל אתה יהיה פיו יוכיע, מה לפיו שאינו בהכחשה, עד אחד יוכיע שישנו בהכחשה, back and forth, כל הצד השווה שבהם, and therefore it's a combination you're learning from both of the items, beef and the heart, to come along and say the Eidim, can't force the Shivu'ah. That's what it is, Gemara's way. Even on a Ma'atzad, you find a nice Ma'atzad, but I could find you another thing they have in common that Eidim do not. Ma'atzad ha-shaveh shaveh shaken lo hu'uzak kafran. Tomar be'Eidim shaken hu'uzak kafran. Basically what the Gemara is saying over here is, when a guy comes along and says, I don't owe. Right? I don't know. And then one witness comes along and says, you do owe. One witness does not give the guy a status of a kofir. Therefore, he'll be believed to make a shivu'ah. Just because one witness challenged him, that doesn't make the guy a kofir, that he should lose his ne'emanut to make a shivu'ah. Or the guy himself. The guy himself comes along and says, oh, you're right, I owe 50. That doesn't make the guy a kofir to come along and say that his shivu'ah will not be believed. But when two witnesses come along and say you owe 50, that already makes the guy a liar. Because you came along and said you owe nothing. So when two witnesses come along and say you owe 50, the guy's a chuzak kafran. Chuzak kafran, how can I make the guy make a shivu'ah? The guy's a liar. So which means, now we're going from a different angle. I can understand why edihad is a shivu'ah. Because when a guy says I owe nothing, and then the Eid Ha'ad comes and says, oh, one witness does not turn me into a liar. So my Shivu'ah still could be good. Even the guy himself, he said, the guy says, you owe. Then he says, no, I don't know, I owe 50. Okay, I owe 50, I'm bidding on something. I'm not a kafram, I can make a Shivu'ah. Mashi'in ken, when it comes to two Eidim, that's Hosak kafran. You came along and said, I owe nothing. The guy says, you owe me 100, I owe nothing. Two witnesses come along and say, no, you owe 50. Hey, so therefore, the two witnesses are calling you, so therefore, how could you make a shivu'ah in such a case? So he's an established liar. So the Gemara says, so then we're back to the question. how can you tell me that you can make a shivu'ah when it comes to the Eidim? So it says, Ube Eidim, mi ozak kafran? Oh, is that so? Do Eidim make the guy a kafran? Just because Eidim come along and challenge what the guy said, does that make him like an established liar? Ve'amar av Eidi bar'avin amar av chazda, ha'kofer b'malveh. And what the guy do? It's kofir b'malveh. A guy says, I lent you $1,000. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't have it. I paid you. It's kofir. Kofir in the old malveh. He says, I paid you. Kasher le'idut. The guy still kasher le'idut. Even though witnesses come along after, and come along and say, no, we just why you owe it. How can it be kasher le'idut? The guy's a honsak kafran. The explanation I'll tell you is, because why? And then the guy said, I don't know, because he's buying time. He wants to pay back. He just doesn't have the money. So the guy, you owe me $1,000. I paid it already. The witness come along and say, oh, you paid it. You didn't pay it. You still owe it. The guy's saying that already. Or he's saying that, I don't know it. Kofir, I never borrow it. Whatever claim he's saying is only to buy more time. So if we still be kasher, so you see that Eidim do not make chuzak kafran. However, pekadon pasul le'edut. Pekadon, when the guy comes up and says, give me the collateral that I gave you. Collateral you're not allowed to use. So when witnesses come along and say, and the guy goes, I gave it to you back. The witnesses see the collateral in the guy's possession, that you can't give an excuse. Now, he's buying time. When he buy time, he just give it back. They're like, to buy time. You can't use it anyway. They're already, it has to be pasul le'edut. Because they're already, you see the guy's a liar. But you see what? By melveh, when you kofer in the melveh, even though witnesses challenged you, it doesn't make you a chuzak kafran. So therefore, that sada shaveh is not a question. That question, how could you make a shivu'ah by edim? The guy's a liar as a result of it. Because the edim came along and said something that he didn't say. No, it's not so. I can say it's my time. That's the reason why I said I owe nothing. And then they come along and say, no, you owe 50. Okay, so he wants to pay back everything. He just needs more time. So therefore, I have no problem from that side. But says, Ela parichachi. If you want to break the limud, break it like this. Parichachi. Break it like this. Oh, ma letzad shave shavehem, shekem enam betorat hazama. Tomar be'edim, sheyeshnam betorat hazama. Oh. These cases over here have another stringency. Ed ehad. Could you be mezim ed ehad? No. It's above the laws of hazama. What's hazama? Two witnesses come along and say, you with us. So what do we do? V'asitim lo kasher zaman. You were with us, then they found the lie, because you said you were with us. So now, what these guys were trying to do, so we do to them. That's the din of Hazama. The law of Hazama only is two witnesses can be mezim, two witnesses. Two witnesses cannot be mezim, one witness. If two witnesses come along to one witness and say, you were with us, well, he's pasul, because two witnesses cannot have one witness, but we don't do to that one witness what he was trying to do. So you see, one witness is very strong. One witness is above the rules of Hazama. And similarly, Piv himself. Guy comes along and says, I owe $100. Two guys come along and say, you with us. Oh, you with us. Doesn't mean nothing. He starts to pay. So therefore, you see, Piv and Ya'ed have a stringency about them. They're above Hazama. Mashaykh to Edim, they're subject to Hazama. So if we cannot compare them, so comes the Gemara and says, Halakasha. That's your question. I mean, how do I get out of it? Which means, don't ask him on the Torat Hazama, on the technicality of, do we do to the guy what they tried to do? Look at it from the aspect of, bottom line, the two witnesses that came to Mizip, knock him out. Listen, when the two witnesses come to the one witness and say, you with us, he's out. For technicality, you don't do to that one witness to what they tried to do, because that's a special gezat ketuv of some sort. But the inyan, do two witnesses of Hazama have an ability to knock out one ed? Absolutely. Do two witnesses of Hazama have an ability to knock out two witnesses? Yes, as well. So therefore, two witnesses can knock out one ed, just as they can knock out two edim. Just by two edim, there's an added item that you do va'asitim lo kasher zaman. So that already is not going to be a breaker. That she says betorat hazama l'shalem knas. The kasher zaman the ed ehad sheuzam patur upiv gabe hoda'a kol sheken delo sheik hazama kelal. Tomar be'edim im uzmu b'chamishim she'idu b'shalmim mamon. Which means tomar be'edim, but edim, they came along and said you owe 50. If those edim became huzam, they would have to pay 50. That was the Gemara's question. So the Gemara answers that she Torat Hazama lo parich. Ela asuma lo pircha. The kibbutz the ed ehad yeshno b'hazama lebatel eduto be'edut shnei edim im haya ba'alan nememar be'edim mishum yeshno b'hazama lo yachayvu shivua. Havla manami be'ed ehad lo chayvu shivua. That yeshno b'hazama lebatel eduto ve'im mishum de'ed mishlem knas. Which means that knas item of paying, that's not enough to break the kavahomet. Torat hazama yav. Two witnesses come along and tell one witness, you're with us. What's the deen? He's out. Technicality. He doesn't have to pay the knas of kasher zaman. Two witnesses come along and knock out two witnesses. Also they knock him out. So therefore, the maaseh, we go back to the original kavahomet. So now let's bottom line it. The Bhaya made his statement. So a daf and a half. To get to this conclusion, Rav Chaya made a statement that what? A guy comes along and says, you owe me 100. He comes along and says, I owe you nothing. The Edim come along and say, no, you owe 50. He has to make a Shavua on the other half. And Rav Chaya said, I know it from a Kavahomet. What was the Kavahomet of Maaseh? Kavahomet from Ed Ehad. Ma Ed Ehad, she'enu mechayev mamon mechayev Shavua. Edim, she'mechayev mamon, enu din she'yechayev Shavua. Ve'al tagid li, she'ed Ehad, על משהו מעיד הוא נשבע, Tomar be'edim, because the edim, they're saying 50, you're swearing not on the 50, you're swearing on what the edim did not say. Because piv yuchiyach. Amale piv, she'eno be'achasha, edehad yuchiyach. Lo izek and izek, lo izek and izek, ela it's from a tzad shaveh of piv edehad, v'yei kal v'chomer. That's the rechiyah. That's what took place over here. So Gemara says, now we have to continue. If you remember Rav Chiya, after he made his whole thing, he said, V'tana tuna. He said, I have an ayah from our Mishnah. What's an ayah from our Mishnah? Let's review outside again. In case of Mishnah, we're shtang mochazim betalit. Ze omer ani mitzatiyah, ve ze omer ani mitzatiyah. So each guy's coming to the Bet Din, each guy's holding on to half the talit. So we said, when you look at a guy holding half the talit, it's like edim are coming along to say, at least he owns 50% of it. It's like Anan Sahadeh. He's holding on half. So therefore, when a guy comes along and says, you owe me a kula sheli, what is he really saying? What he's really saying is, and the other guy's coming along and saying, through, what do you mean? I owe you nothing. Because the other guy's saying kula sheli. But what? Witnesses are coming along, ki'ilu, to say, no, 50 you owe. 50, because he's holding, the other guy's holding 50. So 50 at least, you owe. And what do we say? Yeshava. So you see, when a guy's modeh b'miksat via edim, it forces a shivua. Here you don't have physical edim, but you have what's called an anan sahadeh. Okay. Look at the talit case like this. This was the way Rav Chaya said. You owe me the whole talit. Guy comes along and says, I owe you nothing. I don't owe any of the talit. Witnesses come along and say, no, 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 don't say you don't know any of the talit. The guy's holding half of it, as far as his, that you cannot take away. Also, he has to swear and make a shivua. So therefore, you see what? That a modeh b'miksad via edim is forced to make a shivua. So that was Rav Chaya's Tanatura. That was his ra'ya that he brought from the Mishnah. Also, it comes to what it says. Don't like that. V'tanatuna midameh. Is it analogous to what Rav Chaya was talking about, Bechlav? No, no, yeah. Why? Atam lemelve itle sahade, elove letle sahade, delo masikle velo mide. The case of the melve is a simple case. Guy says, I gave you 1,000. Right? He comes along and says, nothing. I paid you. The melve has witnesses. The melve has 2 witnesses that come along and say that at least you owe 50. That's clear. The love has no witnesses. How do I know he has no witnesses? If he had witnesses, we wouldn't make him swear. He doesn't have witnesses that he doesn't know anymore. It's just his word. So therefore, if the love would have witnesses, so therefore, I can understand why the modeh b'miksat in Rav Chaya's case has to make a shivua. The modeh is bringing two witnesses that says, yo, 50. The guy himself, he has no witness that he doesn't know the other 50. The guy's claiming, you owe 100. He's got 2 witnesses that already proved 50. So now, I understand, swear to me that you don't owe the other. He doesn't have witnesses. However, but here in the case of our Mishnah, Kihechi de Anan Sa'adeh Behai, Anan Sa'adeh Behai. Which means over here, they both have witnesses. Both guys have witnesses. The Malve and the Love, so to speak. Which means, this guy has an ayah that he has 50 coming to him, and this guy has an ayah that he has 50, because they're both holding talit. So the Kaulat, if you're looking at it from the Modeh b'miksat aspect, there should be no reason to make a shivua. Just give this guy 50, and give this guy 50. The reason why I don't give the Love, or I masik him a shivua, he had no edim. But here, I have edim that 50 belongs to me. You have edim that 50 belongs to you. The Gemara should just say, split it. It's not a case of modeh b'miksat. Modeh b'miksat, one guy has witnesses, one guy doesn't have. So the guy who doesn't have the witness has to make a shivua. Here, both have. So then what's the logic why the Mishnah says you need a shivua? Ela, you know what the reason why we make a shivua in our Mishnah? Nothing to do with modeh b'miksat. Ela, like we learned on the previous daf. Because we don't want a situation where now every guy is going to walk in the street and grab his friend's item and say, "Ani mitzatiyah," and you say, "No shivua, split it," and therefore you make it easy for him. And therefore, our Mishnah's Shivuah is not a modeh b'miksat Shivuah. The Shivuah of the Mishnah is just like a tekanat of Hachamim. Shelo yeh kol echad tofes shel havero. You guys come along and say, I'm here for this wine. Oh, he's holding it? Okay, yeah, split it. Then it'll be too easy for people to cheat. So therefore we made a Shivuah. So therefore, Rav Hayaz Tanatuna, his Ra'aya, we didn't like. Tanat Gemara says, Ela ki etmar v'tanatuna, a'idacht Rabbi Haya etmar. Rav Haya, he brought a proof from our Mishnah, but not for the Modeh B'Miksat case. He brought a proof from our Mishnah for another situation that he talked about. Now we go to the second Rav Haya. Rav Haya made a second statement. What's the second statement of Rav Haya? Here it is. The Amar Rabbi Haya. Maneli biyadecha. Okay? Guy comes along and says, Yomi 100. Bana omer, en lecha biyadi, ela nunzuz, vahilach. Oh, listen. I only have 50, and here it is. Which means, he gives it to him. I never touched it, by the way. I didn't even use it. You lent me money, you should know. I never even used it, by the way. Here it is, as is. Now let's talk about this case for a second. Because this case over here can, we can analyze. The deen of the Gemara is Hayav. He has to pay the other half, meaning he has to make a Shivuah. My ta'ama, hilach name kemodeh b'miksat ha'ta'ana dame. Hilach is also the same deen as a modeh b'miksat. Let's talk about a regular modeh b'miksat first, and then we can compare the hilach case. Regular modeh b'miksat is, hey, you owe me 100. I owe you nothing. Right? Or then I come, I'm sorry, I say, no, I don't owe you 100. I owe you 50. I don't have the 50. I spent it. It was a loan, by the way. But I owe you 50. Oh, so you modeh b'miksat, so swear on the other half. Okay, that I understand that case. Right. This case is a little different. This case, if you wanted to, you could look at it as a guy being kofir hakol. You could look at it as a guy that's denying the whole thing. How? Because I'm coming and saying, you're saying, you owe me 100. I'm coming and saying, by the way, I owe you 50, and here it is, meaning I never touched it, meaning it's as if this never left your possession. So this code just cancel that out, and I owe you nothing. So you never even modeh b'miksat in the sense that you're saying, here's the 50, and then the other stuff.
Nothing.
Yeah, this case, I don't talk about the 50. I don't have the 50. Here's 50, take us. I never touched it, by the way. Behilach.
Same coin, yeah.
So therefore, yeah, same coin, exactly. So therefore, you could have looked at a Hilach case as really what we're judging on is the other stuff, and on the other stuff, I'm saying I owe you nothing, and therefore it's a kofir bakol, and a kofir bakol doesn't have to make a shivuah. Rav Haya said, no, you should know, even when the guy says hilach, it has the same deen as a modeh b'miksat. So the deen of hilach, look at Rashi. Look at Rashi, because he's saying you owe me 100. I'm saying, first of all, it's not 100, here's the 50, just get that off the table. No, but that's the deen of Rav Haya. That is the deen. But I'm giving you the side to say why you would think it's not modeh b'miksat. Because modeh b'miksat, in this case, will be, this 50 never left the owner. It never left his possession, so we're not even judging the 50. A normal malveh, I got it, I spent it, and now we're downing on it. Here, this 50 over here, even though it was in my possession, I never used it, so it was like yours. So then I'm not even talking about the 50 over here, modeh b'miksat, modeh on the 50. The 50 is yours. There, this is your, by the way, I found you $50 in the street, thank you $50. Now we're judging on what? On the other half. The other half, I'm saying, I don't know anything. That could be like a kofir hakol. Look at Nashi. Nashi says this in the 1, 2, 3, fourth line. Vehilach. Look at the fourth line. Vehilach. Hilach is here it is. Lo hotzatim. I didn't spend it. Vehen shelcha. Vechom akom shehen. Wherever they are. In my drawer, in my house. They're yours. They were yours always. Hayav yishava al ashar. Now look at the velo amrinan. Velo amrinan. Hani de kamudu le begavayu, the part that he was modeh, the 50, or ilvi itnu be'enayu, since they're still around, keman dinakit lehu dameh. It's as if what? The owner is holding it. Now, if the owner is holding it, so what are we really judging over here? You're saying you owe me another 50, and to that I'm saying I owe you nothing, but that would be a kofer akol, and therefore I would not make a shiva. Ela, we say no. It's kish'al modeh b'miksatu b'hayab. That's the hadush of Rabbi Haya. Okay, that's the famous case of Rabbi Haya of Hilach.
It sounds like
it could be a kofer akol, because I'm not judging the 50. The 50 is yours. The 50 is, it's, make believe, when I say Hilach, that means the 50 over here, wherever it is, it's yours. It was always yours. I never spent it. I never opened the envelope. So therefore, the 50 is in your pocket. I'm not judging the 50. We're dining on the other half. Rav Chaya said, it's still more than a mixed up bottom line. Bottom line, you're more than the 50, whether you spent it or not, and you kofer on the rest, you got to make a shiva. V'tana tuna. Oh, and I'll bring you a raya to that to our Mishnah. That's where you brought the raya from our Mishnah. V'tana tuna. Let's see, I can remember the raya to this. Shnayim, ohazim, metalet. Okay, what's the story? Two guys come into the betin. They're both holding up to the talit. Zeomer ani mesatiya. Right? Zeomer is there. V'acha, keban de tafis. Each guy's holding half of it. Anan sehadeh demay de tafis. Hilachu. Oh, which means, whatever the guy is holding, it's as if what? It never left his possession. Which means, the talit is behind, the talit is here. So, when he's holding it, let's get the mechanics of the modern mixate. You're coming along to say, you owe me the whole talit. Right? The guy's coming along and saying, no, I owe you nothing. Mm-hmm. Right? But we have witnesses, we have an Adan Sa'adeh, that he's holding half. And how do we look at that, that half? The half that the guy is holding is as if the witness is saying the half is there and it's his already. It never was spent. It's never, and still we're making the guy make a shivua of modeh b'miksat. So you say a modeh b'miksat even when the item is paid. Many guys say it never left his possession. The 50 we're not dining on. The 50 already he's holding. That's not even not even a shayla. You're claiming what, that you don't owe the other half. Also, you're kofer akol. The 50 we're not judging on. The 50 is holding. That's not the judge. You're holding on. You're claiming on what? That you don't know the other half? That you have to swear. That even though it. So you call that a modem mixat still. You still call it a modem mixat even though it's hilach. Even though the guy is holding on to it as if they're saying that never left. So the Gemara says, Vekatani Shaba. Oh, Vekatani Shaba. So there we have an ayah. Look at Rashi, please. Three lines on the bottom. V'ahacha, avetanatuna. Actually, read the tanatuna. Tanatuna kasegad adak the Rabbi Haya. Tamad maniti mishum danat sade. Temay tafiz dileu. V'havi kemaneli biyadecha. It's exactly like the case where he says, "You owe me 100." V'alamar eni kabiyadecha kinum. I don't owe you nothing. V'aydim eni moto shiyesh to 50. V'chi idak the Rabbi Haya demechayev the shivu adoraita. And just like the Rabbi Haya said, "Hayev shivu adoraita." So this case also. Very good. Now we have two dinim of Rav Chaya. The second din is fortified from our Mishnah. Veshalom Yisrael. Rav Sheshat Amar. Rav Sheshat comes along and says, Hilach Patur. He argues on Rav Chaya. He like his, but when I say here's your 50, it's off the table now. It's like he never left his neshut. So therefore it's a kofer akol. He doesn't have to make a shivua. Hilach patur. My ta'ama. Kevan de amale hilach anezuze de kamode begavayhu keman de nakit le malveh damen. It's like the malveh was holding on to it the whole time. Be'inach amishim halomodu. And on the other 50, he's not modeh, that means he's a kofer. Hakol. Hilkach, leka hoda'a b'miksat, hatahona, finish.
Okay.
So we have a machlok on hilach case. Rav Chaya, yeah, modeh b'miksat. Rav Sheshat, no. No. Rav Sheshat, matnitin, takanat hakamimi. Don't bring me from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah Shivua is not working with the mechanics of Modeh B'Miksat. It's working with the mechanics of a Takarat Hachamim, like we learned earlier. Again, this guy says, Kula Sheni.
Huh? Our Mishnah
is
not going with Hilach.
Right, it's not going with Miksat, it's not going with Hilach. This guy's saying, Anat Zadiyev. Just split it. And you have Anat Zadiyev, each guy. This guy, give him the 50, you should go home. What are you making a Shavua B'Klal? Shalom, Yitfos Adam B'Shel L'Chavero. So the guy doesn't grab his friend's item. That's what Nafshe Shah learns our Mishnah. Don't learn the Shavua of the Mishnah is the Modeh B'Miksat Shavua. The Mishnah is Tekrat Hachamim. Shelo yavo kol echad v'yitfos chavero and say, ani mitzatiya. Why? Because you split it to without any recourse, it would be too easy for people to grab people's talit. Therefore we say, Shavua, Tekrat Hachamim. Oh, the idach. Rafiya. And Tekrat Hachamim. Oh. He said, no, that's not Tekrat Hachamim. It's the regular Tekana of the Torah. So comes the Gemara and says, Meir, Umiyu, I amad b'shlama, mid'uraita hilach hayav, mitakne rabbana, which means like this, v'idach rabhiya, in takanat hachamim hi. We agree to the takanat hachamim. So question, it's takanat hachamim. I agree with you, our Mishnah is takanat hachamim. Meaning, the reason why the Mishnah made a shivu'a, in this case over here, where it's a funny case, we have Anan Sahadi on both cases. So the rabbi said, you know, really, just split it. You take the 50, you take the 50, and go home. Each guy has witnesses for his claim.
Why shivu'a?
Why shivu'a? I agree with you, take another claim. You know what? Miu, I amat b'shlamah mid'oraita hilach hayav, mitakne rabbanan shivu'a ke'en de'oraita. Our rabbis, when they make shivuot with Rabbanan, they model it after a shivua of a deoraita. They don't just make shivuot out of the hat. It's got to be a type of shivua that has a relevance to the deoraita. But they're going to create a new shivua that we don't see a deoraita. Now, if you're going to tell me Hilach is like the Modeh B'Miksat, and there's a Shivua Medeoraita on it, then the rabbis, in this case, will make a Shivua D'Rabbanan, because this case is like a Hilach case. It's really not a Modeh B'Miksat, because both guys have witnesses, but I'll make a Shivua D'Rabbanan in a case where a similar case of Hilach by Modeh B'Miksat would be a Shivua D'Oraita. But Shekhar, if you tell me Hilach is not a Shavuot D'Oraita, so the rabbis are not going to make a Shavuot D'Rabbanan in a Hilach case, which is similar to a Hilach case, that if it was a real case, there would be no Shavuot. So therefore, that's Rav Hayah's claim. I agree with you, the reason of the Mishnah is Takana. But the rabbis are not going to make a Takana if Hilach was not D'Oraita. Shelo yitkun Rabbanan Takana Shavuot D'Rabbanan bimkom shemizeyeh D'Oraita lo yashavuot. Ela, they only make a Tekana Shavua D'Rabbanan on similar cases that the Deoraita would be a Shavua itself. Oh, Mechibet, I think I'm going to ask a question. True story. Sila'im Dinarim. Okay, we have a shtar. What does it say in the shtar? I see, top line. Shtar Shekatubo Ploni, Lava Meploni Sila'im. So-and-so borrowed from so-and-so coins or monies. We don't pirish kama.
Don't say the amount.
Don't say the amount. Dinarim. Stam. So sila'im dinarim means the shtar just says sila'im. Or the shtar just says dinarim.
He owes him dinarim.
He owes him monies. He owes him coins. He owes him whatever. Dollars. Now we don't know the number. So now, you know the shtar is going to create trouble. And it did. What else says, Malve Omer Hamesh. The Malve says, by the way, I know the number. It's five. Velove Omer Shalosh. The Malve comes along and says, no, it wasn't five. How are you three? Oh, the Bishop Omer El Azar Omer, Uil Veoda, Miksat Ta'ana Yishava. Okay, Modeh B'Miksat.
Regular case
of what that makes out. I owe you, if you owe me five, I owe you three. Pay the three and swear that you don't owe the other two. Rabbi Akiva omer, enu ela kemeshiv aveda upatur. Nah, this guy's a hero. He's like returning a lost object and he's patur. You know why? Because sela'im is plural. What's the minimum of plural?
Two.
No, minimum of plural is two. Right? Minimum plurality. One is one, two is the minimum plurality. The shtar says two. So technically, this guy could have came along and said, you owe me five. He comes over and it says two in the sela'im. Mm. When he says three, the guy is the most honest guy. He's returning more than even he had to claim.
Right, if he's going
to
sketch
it. Yeah, if he wanted to, he could have got away with two. When he comes along and says three, Rabbi Akiva says, that guy's coming on his own volition. It's like a guy returning a lost object. He could have kept the item for himself. He could have kept the third item for himself. Meshiv Aveda, when he comes forward, which maybe there was more. Maybe there was more. I could have stayed home. I'd have to return it at all. The fact that I stepped forward to return it shows I'm an honest guy. Similarly over here. If I wanted to, I could have kept quiet and just we could have went with two. Like I said three. Same person says, he just gives him the three and we don't get him on the other two. Look at that sheet, please. Second line. He could have said two. And the star is backing him up. Since it didn't say the number, right? A guy that brings a aveda back, we don't swear that this is the whole thing. Let's swear this is the whole thing. By the way, yeah, I believe the fact that I stepped forward. By the way, you know I found the item. I could have stayed home. Same thing over here. I could have said two. The fact that I said three, that's a biakiva. How can you say no? How can you say regular modeh b'miksat? Now let's get to the question. Katani mihat. What's katani mihat? Partial quotation from this braita.
Isolate it and analyze it.
Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar omer, ho'il vehoda miksat ta'ana, yishava. Right? Rabbi Shimon said, modeh b'miksat. You say five, I say three. Modeh b'miksat ta'ana, yishava. No, Gemara says, ta'ama. The Amar Shalosh. It's only because he said three. Hashtayim Patur. But if he would have said two, so he would have been Patur. Lashi, please. Ta'amad the Amar Shalosh. Kasal Kadata Hashta. The mighty Tiyufta. The question is going to be from what? Medina Kitpiluk Tayu Bishalosh Bahamesh. Right, the Rabbi Shimon's case was three and five. Velo nakat velove amar shtayim. How come he didn't give a case? The love says two. Shma mina b'shtayim lo mechayev le Rabbi Shimon. Two would not be chayav. It's not a modeh b'miksat, a case of two. Why? Ktavelish ve'azid. Kevan dechol odato b'shtar ketuva. The two is written in the shtar. The star is like a case of hilach. Why? Deare karkaot mishubadim al kach. Aval ki amar shalosh sela'im shlishi malve al pehu. Delav b'shtar ketuba ve'lekarkaot mishubadim v'lav hilachu. Unbelievable. Let's go back to rules. I have a loan in a star. What's the advantage of a star? I go after karka. So it's a guaranteed payment. You don't have money, the shtar already puts a lien on karka. So can we say that whatever's in the shtar is really by me already? It's like hilach.
Okay.
Because I gave you money. Spend it, don't spend it, I don't care. The minimum value that's in the shtar already is by me. I'm holding it in karka. So can we say the shtar is like hilach? Good. What's in the shtar?
Assuming he has karka.
Well, he has karka. That's what we're talking about. It doesn't matter. Even if he sold it, it doesn't matter. There's a lien. There's shamud on it. Obviously, God doesn't write a shtar if he has enough karka. He's not going to write it on a... Okay, good. Now, in this case over here, God comes along and says, you owe me five. If Ishawan came along and said, he says three. Oh, three is more than miksah. Why? Because in this shtar, at least based on what's written, two is what I assume, because Silaim is Shtayim. So two is Hilach. The third one is like Alpeh. That's already not connected to Karka. That's why Rabbi Shimon said three is a case of Modeh B'Miksah, but two not. You know why? Because two is like Hilach. Two is automatic. Two is already as if he paid, and therefore he's kofer on the other three, and therefore he would not make a Shimu'ah. So we're bringing now a question. You're telling me that what? That Hilach, Rabhiyah. You're telling me Hilach, look at Modeh B'Miksah. It's not so. Why did the Bishimon give his deen in a case of 5 and 3? Give a case of 5 and 2. I'll tell you why he didn't give a case of 5 and 2. Because if he would have came and said 2 is in the star. 2 is already as he has it already. 2 is Bishrubat to the Karka. Therefore, what he's really saying is, I owe you nothing. No, you nothing. We're not making a Shivua. The only time you make a Shivua is 5 and 3. Because the 2 is in the star, but the third one is not in the star. That's already Modeh B'Miksah. So you see, that's the question. I mean, you get Katari Mihat. Let's read that question again. Tell me again. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar omer, hoil ve adam miksat et ha'anai shabbat. Amad amar shalosh. Hashtayim patur. Ve hashtar, de kamode be hilachu. The star is like hilach on two. Ve shma mina hilach patur. Lo. Ne'olam emalach shtayim hayav. Really, I can argue and tell me even Shtayim also would be Hayat. Which means that Bishimon doesn't hold of the... He has no difference. Hilach also is like Modeh B'Miksah. The Haidik Tani Shalosh. So what did you get in the case of 3? Lapukem B'Rabbi Akiva. Right, no, yeah, he came to enact Rabbi Akiva. The Amar Meshiv Avedavi Upatur. Kamash Ma'lan. The Mosir Adanavi V'Hayav. He picked 3 because Rabbi Akiva gave a case of 3. Rabbi Akiva's case was what? If he comes along and says 3, the guy's a tzaddik. The guy's coming along in the Meshiv Avedah. Therefore, give the 3 and goodbye. To that he comes along and says, no. I argue on you. Gives the 3, it's still considered a modeh. But B'Miksah, we have to make a shivua. He only picked 3, not to say 3 lapuke 2. Those also modeh B'Miksah. But I'm picking 3 to say, because that was also Rabbi Akiva's thing. The guy's a tzaddik. The guy could have said 2, he said 3, nice, he really said 3 is whatever, because that's why I picked the case of 3. Now give us away. Nice, but the language not mashma like that. Ihache, the Bishman al-Azor omer, ho'il ve'oda b'miksata ta'ana yishava. That's the wrong language. It says, since he was modeh b'miksata, he should swear. It should say, afze yishava miv'ile. It should say, even this case. We not only 2, even 3. The Bishul Azaz language should be afze yishava. It should say hoil ve modeh b'miksah afze. Not only the 2, but even the 3. So, but it's not mashma that when he said 3, he meant 3 and 2, both cases modeh b'miksah. It's mashma again that he only meant 3, and 2 is not a modeh b'miksah because the shtar
is already
considered paid via the Karka, and therefore we're back to the question against the Bichiya. Ela leolam shtayim patur. Really, I'll tell you shtayim patur. Vehilach hayav. Ooh, how do you split the hair over here? I'll tell you, you know what? Shtayim is patur. I mean, if the guy comes along and says, "Show me 5," and he says, "Oh, you 2," he'll be patur. Pay the 2 and goodbye. But normally hilach would be hayav. So why is this case not a hilach case? I'll tell you why. V'shani ha'acha dekam misayele shtara. Here is different that you have the star that's coming to support him. What does that mean? Nashi. Nashi. Shani ha'acha. Like move the half down. Shani ha'acha nashi. The kamsay al shtara ha'edim ha'chatim al shtar me'edim kedbarav shelu el ha'shtayim v'lachen lo pirshu minyanam helkach en sarich shivua. Which means normally I'll tell you that what hilach is hayav. What's hilach case? Hilach is I owe you, you owe me 100. I come along and say, well, first of all it was only 50,
and here it is.
So the and still you tell me that's considered modeh b'miksah, okay? Because it's like he's admitting only to 50, but the other no. But here is different. Here, when the guy comes along, if he would have said two, right? You owe me five. He comes and says, oh, no, I owe you two. Here is here I have a shtar that have edim, and there's witnesses also, so that's already stronger to say that that's what it is. And therefore, when you have a shtar with edim on it to back it up, that's then everybody will tell you no shivua. That's why no shivua. Because he has the backup of a shtar. In a me, or I could say something else. Mishum da'avi le shtar shebut karkaot. Ve'en nishmaim ha'kefirat shebut karkaot. I'm going to stop here. We have a rule. You're not nishma on karka. There's a cloud like that. Look at Rashi. In a me. Shtar is talking over here. The shtar havi shi'bud karkaot. I'm conferring karka. Guy says, you owe me this karka. I said, I don't know your karka. There's a rule. There's no shivua and karka. When I'm mode on karka also, just like if I'm kofer on karka, if I'm mode on karka, there's no shivua. The karkaot imut miturat shivuot masik shivuot. Now let's go slow. Let me talk it out now. I come along and say, you owe me five. Good. You come along and say two. Now normally that's like hilak. Hilak. Star is two. The karkaot beautiful. Modeh mikzat shivuah. No. What's making this a hilak? Because the star connects it to karka. Something that's connected to karka, there's no shivua. There's no shivua if I'm kofer on karka, there's no shivua on a hoda'a be karka. I'm hodeh too. What am I? I'm hodeh on karka. Then I owe you karka. Basically, that's what I'm doing. When I say I owe you two, I'm really saying I'm hodeh hilach in the karka. There's no shivua on that. That's why there's no shivua. In the case of monies, only monies without a star, maybe. Five and two is hodeh be miksat. Therefore, you said five, I said two, meaning I'm being modeh and hilach, that's what they're mixed up. Give the two, swear on the other three. Hilach means nothing, it's what they're mixed up. But a hilach via a shtar, which that's links connected. It to karka,
no shavua.
It has the mechanics of a modeh b'miksat, but doesn't matter, because it's karka, but karka doesn't make a shavua. So therefore, when I was answering me, don't ask the question of Hayah. I could tell you, Rabbi Shimon, the reason why he didn't give the 5 and 2 case, really, hilach is what they're mixed up. But in this case, the 5 and 2, the reason why he didn't give it either is because, no shivua, because he has a star that says 2. It doesn't say 2, but it's mashma 2 because it's silaim. So in that case, when he's saying 2, he's got a star to back him up, I don't make a shivua. Or I could say, when he says 2, and what, you're saying that's a hilach case because the star connects it to karka, and it's vayim ala karkaot. But in a regular case of Rav Chaya, which was just monies,
it is
the 50 was yours already. It doesn't matter. That's considered modem b'miksat. Hilak makes a shivua. Gemara continues. Ika demotiv mesefa. Some asked the question from the sefa of the Braita. Again, the Braita was what? Was talking about here, a shtar said on it, you owe me sila'im. Didn't say how many, or dinarim. So the guy comes along and says, you owe me five. The other guy comes along and says, you owe me three. So according to Rabbi Shimon ben El-Azhar, he said five, you said three. You pay the three, you pay that you don't know the other two. Rabbi Akiva came along and said, no, three is Kimeshiv Avedah. Because if he would have just followed the star is Mashma two. And the guy's a hero. The guy's saying, three. So then he's believed to give the three back, and he doesn't even have to swear on the other two. It's like Meshiv Aveda. You never make a guy who's returning an Aveda make a Shivua. He could have kept the whole thing to himself if he wanted. He came forward and returned it. Therefore, he's believed that was Shita of Rabbi Akiva. So now the Gemara is going to ask a question from the Shita of Rabbi Akiva. Ika demoti, Mesefa Rabbi Akiva Omer, Eno Ela Kemeshiv Aveda Upatur. Tamad Amar Shalosh. That's only because he said Shalosh. Hashetayim Hayav. Mashmawat. But if he said two as it's written in the shtar, so he doesn't have this migu. The shtar says two, and the guys come along and say, oh, two, it's mashma is going to be hayab. Beha shtar, dekamodu be kehelach dame, shwamina helach hayab. When you have a shtar, shtar, as we learned earlier, is like helach. Because the shtar is automatic payment. The shtar says two, then the two is connected to karka, and as if it's paid already. It's like it's by him. So when he's coming along and saying two, he's saying, the two is by you already. And still, Rabbi Akiva is saying, only three is kimishiv aveda, but two you'd have to swear. So you see what? This is a question according to the shita that said that helach is patur. That's Rav Sheshat. Rav Sheshat came along and said, helach, you're patur for making a swear. Because it's not kesem with the bimiksat. But you see from over here, adabah, Rabbi Akiva only said you're patur from swearing on three. But on two, which is backed up by the shtar, so it's like helach, it's like it's paid already, because the two is connected to karka from the shtar. Still, you see the Akiva said you have to swear. So you see what you do swear on a helach case. No. Ne'olam emana, shtayim name, patur. Rabbi Akiva says you're patur in both cases. Rina ben b'three, ben b'two. Vadiktani shalosh. The reason why he said shalosh, why do you give a scenario in three then? Napukem, Rabbi Shimon ben Azad, Amar Mode b'miksat, Hata'ana ave v'hayav kamashmalan, Demeshiv aveda ave, upatur. The reason why he gave the case of three is because that's the case of Rabbi Shimon ben Azad says Mode b'miksat. Because he said three, because it's more than the shtar itself, and therefore you're coming along and saying he said five, he said three. So he says no, I'm coming to give you the three case to tell you even that case is not a mode the mixat. Even three, which is more than the shtar itself, which is more than what's written in the shtar, is still considered kemeshiv. The reason why I picked that case is not to say three and not two. It's three patur and uadin, two your patur. But it's coming on to say that you call three modeh b'miksat Rabbi Shimon. I come along and say even when a guy comes along with three, it's not considered modeh b'miksat. It's considered kemeshiv aveda. And what's the logic? Again, we said because he could have said two. If he wanted to get away with something, he could have said two, and he would have the shot to back him up. So in fact, he comes along with three. Three is also, so the three was to Apuke, Rabbi Shimon ben El Azad. Do we have a Rashi over here? No, it makes sense to learn like that. The East, Al-Kadatach, Shtaim, Hayav. Because if you're going to hold that, Rabbi Akiva says that two is Hayav, B'shalosh, Hechi Patar Le Rabbi Akiva. Then how can you be Patur by three? Hai, Ha'arume, Kam'arim. The guy can now pull a trick. Savar, Yamin Shtaim, Ba'in Ashtibu'e. If I say two, they're going to make me swear. So I'll say three to get off the hook. I mean, the Biyaki would never say such a thing. They would tell me two is Chayav Shivu'ah and three Patur. No, because every guy could always make a trick over here. Come along, so if I say two, so he's, oh, you got to make a Shivu'ah. So you know what? I'll come along and say, I owe three. I owe three, then I'm Patur from a Shivu'ah. God doesn't want to swear. So this will give him an incentive to come along and protect himself from a shivu'ah. Ela shmamina shtayim name patur. Ela must be that shtayim also is patur. And therefore, you have no question from Rabbi Akiva. Ela kasha Rabbi Chaya. Oh, but we have a question according to Rabbi Chaya. Rabbi Chaya was the opinion that sadwa, that when you have a case of hilach, hilach is considered hayav. But you see, according to Rabbi Akiva, Hilach is really Patur. Ben 3, Ben 2. 2 is Hilach, because 2 is fortified by the Shtar. And still he's saying, what? You Patur Meshivua. Rabbi Haya said, the Yahya Meshivua when it comes to Hilach. So as Rabbi Haya learned Rabbi Akiva, Shariatam, Deka Mesaya Le Shtara. That's different. Because in the case of the Hilach, when you have a Shtar, the guy's coming along and say, I owe 2. Right? So he's really being kofir on the other three, but he's saying I only owe 2. So there, even Rabbi Akiva is going to say you patur from a shivu'ah. Even Rabbi Haya will agree you patur from a shivu'ah. Why? No, because the shtar already is supporting that claim. It's not like the guy just saying in a regular case, 2, I gave it to you. Who said? The shtar itself is proving that he gave the 2. And therefore, you don't have to make a shivu'ah. When did Rabbi Chiya say that you have to make a Shavua on Hilak? In a regular case, where there was no shtar, when he comes along and says, you owe me 100, then he comes along and says, 50 I gave you already. The 50 I didn't even touch. that's a more than mixed case. But if he has two witnesses in a shtar, like in this case over here, we say, you owe me 5. No, I only owe you 2. And that 2 is fortified, that the witnesses that are saying, yeah, it was 2. The star is like fortifying the guy's claim. In that case, we're not going to make him make a shivua. The star supports his claim. So you have Edim that support his claim. Edim support your claim. Why would you have to make a shivua? Iname, mishum dabi de star, shivut karkaot. Or I could say, like we said earlier, that what makes the star hilach? The star makes hilach because it connects it to karka. The enishbain al kefirat shivut karkaot. And you never make a shivua on karka. Not on kifirat karka, where you're being kofir, or even when you're being modeh. In this case, you're not being kofir on karka, you're being modeh on karka. You're saying, I owe 2. There's no shivwa when it comes to karka. We learn that from gizarat hakatuv. In this case, over here, you're saying what? I owe 2. You're not really saying I owe 2, which is hilach. You're saying I owe 2, and here, it's by you already. So I'm modeh that this karka already is by you, so to speak. We have a deen. You don't. So, Rabbi Chiya, generally speaking, you make a shivua b'modem b'miksat. But this case over here, either because you have a shtar supporting his claim, so I'm not going to make a shivua, or because it's connected to karka. Batim Morzutra b'ned Rav Nachman. So, Rav Morzutra b'ned has a question from a Mishnah. Ta'ano kelim. A guy has a claim against his friend. Ta'ano kelim mekarkaot. You owe me kelim. You owe me karkaot. Both items, you owe me vessels and you owe me karkaot. Oda bekelim vechafar bekarkaot. So the guy's modeh b'miksat. He's modeh that he owes kelim, but he's kofer on the karka. Modeh b'miksat. Or the opposite. Oda bekarkaot. He was modeh that he owes the karka vechafar bekelim. In both these cases over here, patur. Why is it patur? Rashi. Rashi says, ta'ano, it's 1, 2, 3 lines in the short to wide lines. Tano chaveru bemedin kelim karkaot patur de lo kefirato ve lo hodaato beviato lide shivua. Exactly. Whenever you have karka, that's it. There's no shivua. So this guy, you owe me kelim and you owe me karka. So what did the guy say? He was. Give the cases again. Karkaot hoda bekelim. He was more there on the kelim. And he was kofir on the karka. We don't make a shivua on karka. Or the opposite. Hoda be karka. He's modeh that he owes the karka. The khafar be kelim. Also, in be hoda'ah, in be kefirat karka, shivua. Hoda be miksat karka, patur. What's the case? He comes along and says, modeh be miksat ta'at, when it comes to it. I owe the kelim. When it comes to karka, he says, I owe part of the karka. Part of the karka, also. He's modeh miksat when it comes to the karka. Also, he's going to be patur again, because in Nishba'in Allah hoda'at kefirat karka. However, is the case miksat kelim hayav? What's the case of miksat kelim? That she first white line hayav af ala karkaot lishava, which means if the guy is a modeh b'miksat on the kelim itself, forget about the karka for a second. He comes along and says, "Yep, some of the kelim I owe." And some of the kelim, I don't know. So he's modeh miksat totally on the karka, and he's kofir on the. Sorry, I said kelim. I said karka. Kelim. He's modeh miksat on the kelim, and he's kofir on the karka. In that case, since already he's a modeh miksat by kelim, and that renders a shivua on itself, so we begalgel the shivua for the karka. We throw in the karka. That's the din of hayav. Okay, basically saying you have to be modeh miksat on kelim. Okay, on a non-karka. Once already you have a shivua for a non-karka, then you roll in the shivua for the karka itself. Good? So comes the Gemara and says, oh, ta'ama. The whole reason is over the kelim v'karkaot. The whole reason over there, in the first case is of the Mishnah over there. It's kelim and karka. The karka lav bat shivua. Good, because karka is lav bat shivua. That's why we said, whether he was more than the karka, or he was kofir on the karka, no shivua. However, ha kelim ve kelim. But let's say it was kelim and kelim, not kelim and karka. Dumya de kelim ve karkaot. in a similar case of Kelim and Kagon, meaning the Kelim was still around, which means the Kelim are still here, which means he didn't use them or he didn't lose them, they're still around. Hayav. Hechidame, lav da amale, hilach. Nishmamina, hilach hayav. Which means, only because the case was karka. In Ishmael karka. But take a similar case, instead of Kelim and karka, take a similar case of Kelim and Kelim. When a guy comes along and says, I owe, you owe me whatever, these two kelim. The guy says, no, this keli is here. This keli, I owe you. Okay, no problem. It's by you already. And the other keli is kofir. It's much that keli, hayav. But that's a hilach case, because the case is the keli is here. He's saying, this keli, I owe you. Oh, you see what? Hilach is hayav. So therefore, it's a only, why did the Mishnah choose a case of kelim and karka? But in a similar mechanic case, kelim and kelim, whether here, you'd be hayav. Either it's hilach, hilach hayav. Question against Rav Sheshat, etc. Patur. So he says, no. No, the olam emala, kelim and kelim, no me patur. I tell you, really, kelim and kelim is patur because hilach is patur. However, adiktani kelim and karkaot. So what's the reason why the Mishnah then chose a case of kelim and karkaot? Says Zakamash Malan, Hoda b'miksat kelim hayav af al karkaot. Ma'ikamash Malan. Finished. Hadush to the sefa that dafka when you mode on kelim and kofir on karka or mode on karka kofir and kelim, that case is going to be patur because of enishma'im al karkaot. But in a similar case where it's kelim and karkaot, and you were modeh b'miksat and kofir on kelim alone, the chidush is you're going to megalgel karka. You're going to megalgel the shivua for karka. Which is the chidush of the kelim karka of the sresha is they teach me the chidush of the sefa. That a kelim and karka, when the hoda'ah and the kefira is in the kelim itself, we roll in the shivua for the karka. So really the chidush of the case is to teach me gilgul shivua. To teach you when I'm covered already by the kelim, my modeh miksat is on kelim alone. Oh, so the hadush is what? Even though normally we don't nishma on karka, I roll in the gilgul over there to the kizakai. That's why I chose that case. Not to make you diyuk. Hakelim kelim will also be patur because it's hilach. So why you say that case? Why you say case of kelim and karka? Kelim and karka is the sefa. When the hodah and the kefira is in kelim itself, you make a gilgul on the karka. So Gemara says, "Makabash malan, hodav b'miksat kelim hayav afal karkad." Makabash malan, zokekin. You teach me the hadush of zokekin, meaning what zokekin? That you connect that when you make a shivua on one item, you could megalgel a shivua to something else. Tanina, we learned that already in Mishnah Masechet Kedushin. זוקקין הנכסים שאין להם אחריות את הנכסים שיש להם אחריות לשווה עליהם במשטב הנסרים כקידושים בפירוש הנכסים שאין להם אחריות which is non-קרקע items drags in items that have אחריות שזה קרקע אתה מכיר שבועה זה בפירוש משטב קידושים we know it already from somewhere else. Because here is the ikar. The Mishnah of Kelim Karka is the ikar. Because what Masechet is that written in? Masechet Shavuot. Masechet Shavuot teaches the laws of Shavuot. Masechet over in Kiddushin, it was brought in Derech Agav. Or if you remember that Mishnah in Kiddushin was talking about Kinyanim. It wasn't talking about Shavuot. It was talking about Kinyan Agav. That when I make a kinyan on the ground, so I'm kone without making a meshicha, the metaltlin that are on the ground. That's what we said. The kinyan on this, it works for kinyan of that. And then we said at the end of the Mishnah, v'zokekim l'shvua. And when you make a shvua on metaltlin, it drags the... That was derech agav. We're not learning the kinyane shivua, but masechet shavuot is the laws of swears. So therefore, he says over there is the ikar, and kedushim was kedeh nazba baruch adonai le'olam. Amen.